me through that interception. What would you see on that?
It was just a great play by Steven Nicholas. If you see, he stuck his hand in there and tip ball, and that's what we practice every day, getting them tip balls.
How do you practice diving?
I don't know. It was just more of a coordination thing, just, you know, trying to get under the ball. And I knew it was clean. I didn't even know they reviewed it, but I should have got up fast and started running.
What does that kind of provide to the team? What kind of pop does that provide after you play like that?
A great momentum swing. We needed a spark, especially on the defensive side. Offense was doing great all day yesterday, and it was a great momentum swing.
What's the difference for you guys in the second half?
Yeah.
That momentum I was talking about, you know, first half we came out, I wouldn't say a little drop, but we had to get, you know, our mojos going. And we came out second half for a swing. And if you see, Coach Smith did a great job of preparing us, but we had to come out firing from first quarter now.
And there might be people who look at the score yesterday and go, oh, what happened here? Road game, Atlanta puts up 40. Last time they saw the Atlanta Falcons on TV, it was a tough playoff appearance. Are you surprised at the production yesterday?
No, not at all. They, like I said, they came out gunning. Julio did a great job. Matt was on his game yesterday, you know, on the ground and in the air. So it's great to see offense coming out and doing that thing. We got to hold up our end of the bargain next time. Special teams did a great job, too. So it was a great all-around win.
Do you watch a game like last night when you know that's the next team you're going at, or come home from a road game, you're tired, you're beat up, or not?
You talking about the
last night?
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely. They was great, man. I was watching the game, and it's gonna be a huge challenge this week. You know, he's out there looking comfortable as ever. I'm talking about Peyton Manning. We're going against the best this week, so we gotta come out firing first quarter.
What'd you guys talk about at halftime?
I mean, Coach Nolan, he's one of those coaches that you know what you gotta do. You know what's going on. It's more about yourself. You got to execute what you got going on. So we came out second half more about ourselves as far as all the mistakes we were making. We got to clear them up.
How'd that feel? You guys were able to get to the quarterback, get turnovers, and held them to just 7 points in the second half.
Getting to the quarterback, we was doing that first half, but we was just getting to him. We weren't getting them down. So we had to, you know, make our tackles and do all our fundamentals right. And like, it's the first game, so it's hard to determine a long season. So we got to come out from now on just from jump.
I know you don't. Nobody makes excuses in this league at this level, but you mentioned the relatively slow start by the defense. In a case where you are in a new scheme zone, does it literally take sometimes a few plays to get, you know, to get comfortable? Did you get more and more comfortable as the game wore on?
It's more for my scouting standpoint, because it's the first game. You know, it's hard to scout people because they don't do much of this stuff in the preseason. So you come out there, you don't know what to expect, really. I mean, you know the personnel, you know what type of guys they got, fast, quick guys, but you don't know what they're doing. So you know, second half we had a great feel for what they're doing, and we just executed our plays better.
Did they do anything that you didn't expect at all? Did they surprise you?
No, not really. They did exactly what we planned on, but they were a little faster than what we planned on. Like, I'm speaking McCluster, for example. You know, he was on film, you know, he was fast, but in real life, he can roll, man. So it's one of those things where you just got to get a great feeling for your opponent.
Next time, ask Perea. He could have told you.
Oh, yeah, we asked him, but he couldn't tell us. He's not a defensive back.
How's it feel to go in a building like that on the road and get the first win, you know, of the season?
It was good to go in Arrowhead, man. You know, I had some great experiences in there, great games in there, and it was good to go in there and represent from in front of a home crowd for me from an individual standpoint. But a team, is great to get the first win. You know, we can feed off that momentum going into this week.
William, is Peyton the type of guy you just slow down? I mean, you're not going to completely contain him, but is it a guy you just got to slow down?
Like I said, it's we're going against the great, you know. When I say the great, I mean this guy's like, you know, a coach on the field. And you can't go out there trying to stop him and slow him down. You just got to go out there and do what you do. You know, if you're focusing on trying to stop him, he'll beat you every time. So we just got to be smart on our end. We got a bunch of young players going against him. So we just got to mature within a couple of days. Get ready for Monday Night Football.
Did he look last time? That reminded you of Peyton before 2 years ago?
Yeah, he looked it great, man. All around team, the receiver corps, they was firing last night. We got our hands full this week, and I'm excited about it. You know, to bring it to the dome, we got our fans. That's the good part about it. And I'm excited to play Peyton. This is a childhood dream. You know, as far as coming to the NFL, same guy I've been watching growing up, and I get a chance.